Seven o'clock, let's get started. This is a special public meeting of the Board of UN County Commissioners to listen to people about the proposed and educate people about the proposed option plan to change county form of government. We'll start off with the prayer, and Joe Kay's going to give us the prayer, and then I'll lead in pledge allegiance.
Our praying and praise is heaven, Father, we are grateful to gather together this evening in the community. We are grateful for thy hand in our lives. We're grateful for the wonderful area in which we live. We're thankful for those who are public servants who are guiding us through this process, as well as through many other issues that we face in the county. We are grateful for the participation of those who are interested and who are looking for the best option for our community. We ask thee to bless us this evening, to have a good spirit of unity, and be able to speak freely without any guile or anger towards each other. We're grateful for living in this wonderful land, the freedoms that we enjoy. We're grateful for those who are fighting for them, grateful for the members in military as well as public safety and fire. We ask that you bless them in their efforts. We ask that you help us to have a good comment, a good discussion about this impending issue. We love being, we ask that you for that blessing in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Respect to each speaker, including not interrupting while someone else is on the floor. If any behavior disrupts the purpose of this meeting or interferes with another person's ability to speak, you'll be asked to leave. This is not a vote. This is not a matter of quality over quantity. This is truly an information sharing meeting. If members of a group share similar facts or opinions, we ask that you designate one spokesperson to jump forward rather than each person repeating the same point. This is respectful of everyone's time. If you wish to speak, please make sure that you've signed in. And if you've checked on here, we'll make sure you get a chance to speak. Each speaker will have 5 minutes. The time limit helps ensure that everyone who wishes to speak has the chance to be heard and that this hearing can be conducted in a reasonably efficient manner. This limit will be applied equally to all members of the public addressing tonight's topic. If it allows time, a person may have a second opportunity to speak. Again, this will be for 3 minutes, and only after everyone else who wishes to speak has had their turn first. The most substantive comments are those that are brought forward facts, new information, or clarification. Please keep your comments focused on the matter before us tonight. This is not the time to raise other grievances or personal attacks. What we would like for you to do also is you would come forward, because we have to transcribe this, and our transcriber says she couldn't hear too often good the other night. We're used to having a PA system. So if you would do that, I would certainly appreciate it. We are not here to answer your questions or tell you what our thoughts are on it, because as a commission, we cannot. If you ask us individually as a person away from the office, we'll be glad to tell you what our thoughts are. Absolutely. If you ask a question, it's not we're ignoring you, it's just we're bound by certain rules that they put down to us under state law. All right, very first patient, Anna. You came in first, so you can speak.
Hey, you're so good. Okay, so we decided that we maybe have been missing.
I'll hold it for you.
Just kind of an introduction to what the plan actually is. We kind of not had that in our other, so we figured we'd do that first. So, the council manager form of government is not something that we came up with. It's not something that we just pulled out of thin air. This is a state-approved form of county government. There are four state-approved forms of county government, and this is one of them. And in this, there is a five-man council. One representative or council member will be from five districts in the county. They will be designated geographically, similar to the school district. So there will be a west side representative, an east side representative, and then some rural, south, central, north, kind of the way it is set up in school district is what the plan's looking like it could be like. Then there would be an executive. So this is the legislative branch. This is the executive branch. There's an appointed county manager that runs kind of the day-to-day operations of the county. And the council, similar to like the city councils, would be in charge of the legislative part portion of it. So continuing to do ordinances and doing those kinds of things. Summit, Tooele, and Wasatch County all use this form of government. So again, we didn't just pull this out of thin air and decide that this is a good idea and that we should do it. This is approved by the state. I just wanted to clarify some of the things that have been said just about money. So if anybody talks about money today, this plan, we're not in charge of any money. We don't get to say like what their salaries are going to be or what their salaries are going to be. That's not determined by the group that is trying to get this out for the public to be able to vote on. It was not determined by the commissioners. It will be determined by when this goes into effect. It will be taken care of by these groups of people. So there's no money that has compensation. In our last meeting, there was information that was brought out that was attributed to our group that was not from our group. So we want to make sure that everybody is aware that we are not talking about compensation. We're not talking about money. None of that was determined by anybody else. If this form of government goes through and the citizens vote for it, then it will be determined by the council members moving forward. And then, so that was money. And then the other thing is our group, we're just a group of citizens. We're a group of citizens that got together that said, hey, we think we want to try something new. We've suffered personal attacks. People have attributed things to our group that we didn't have anything to do with. So it would be really great if today we could talk about the plan and not about our group or any other groups. So this is the plan that we have laid out and set forward. And if you have any questions about it, like afterwards, there's lots of us here that can tell you what we know about the
plan. I have Joe McKay. Where's my little thingies to hold up?
I got it, but it wasn't.
Oh, you got
it? Yeah. Okay. So, thank you for this is Joe McKay. I am grateful for the commission to allow this opportunity to give the comments in public. Appreciate those who are Gunn's proposal too. I think it's a really good demonstration that they want what's best for our community as well. So I am opposed to the plan, so I'm going to have Keith Campbell handing out some handouts for you to kind of follow along a little bit. I probably will have too much material. I don't want to take too much time to go over my 5 minutes, but you'll be able to, if you have some really good reading glasses, you'll be able to follow along. If you don't, Sorry about that. But I am going to share my email address, so you're welcome to email me, and I'll send you a copy of that. As Anna mentioned, there's three current full-time commissioners, the whole of the five part-time council members, county manager. And the ones that actually have this system are Loyola County and Summit County. Some differences that I see with them versus us is if you look at the map on the back side of page one, you can see by visual representation the different colors, and that's like political affiliation. So we are a super urban red county. Summit's kind of in the middle. Got Park City. So just kind of a thought of how, I guess my major question on this proposal is why? You know, why are we looking to make this change? I know that there's some talk about money as the budget as well as representation for some of those things as well. But I just wanted to give you a visual of what that looks like. And just so you know, of the 29 counties in Utah, 22 of them are a three full-time member commission. So this is an alternative. I'm not saying it's good or bad. It could work, I'm sure, because we have several counties that do different things. They have different makeups. But it is definitely a minority as far as the whole state. If you look now on kind of the green bar graphs, good luck reading those numbers. I wrote this. This came up right off of transparent.utah.gov. You're welcome to go to that. I'll even show you the spreadsheet that I made to pull out all of these numbers. But just by illustration, if you look at the bottom number, it's 500,000, and the second number is a million. Those are the county's costs on their legislative and executive positions. So each county has to report what their wages are and their benefits are and reimbursements to each department. You know, separated out by department. So I went through and pulled council, commission, executive, administrative, management, all those numbers. And these are the numbers I came up with. The only county that has an alternative form of government than the three full-time commission is Morgan, and it's 337. Everyone else is about $250,000 per year. This was 25 above what Uinta County is on their executive and legislative. So, again, it was a quick thing. I have it in a spreadsheet. It's got a bunch of different tabs. I'm happy to share that with you so you can review that here. So, on the next page, I've got time commitment, so it's the one with the clock on it. This to me.
Really?
This to me is a big deal because I've been told by several former commissioners as well as some of our current commissioners that 40 hours is just not enough. If you take the three full-time commissioners, let's say full-time is 40, part-time commissioners, let's say part-time is 20, that's what it is in the real world, so you're losing 20 hours a week by changing from 3 to 5 people. The argument could be, yeah, we have a manager. That one manager is going to have a lot of information and a lot of understanding of the intricacies of the county, and that person, as an unelected person, is going to have a lot of influence over those five elected officials. So I would just ask you to be very cautious in reviewing the information. Email me, joe.mckea@gmail.com, and I'll give you as much information as you want. But I have. Thank you.
Don't choose the mic. Sorry, I'm going to talk money because that's why I do this money. As the three forms that was brought out, just so that everybody knows, those three forms, they determined it. Those three forms Each one of them has a manager and an assistant manager. Summit County is spending $783,000 a year for their five council members and their two managers. Tooele County, $509,000 with their two managers and their five council members. Wasatch County has seven council members and they have two managers, $720,000. As far as form of government, your county commission form has proven in the past to be your least costly, expensive form of government. Yeah. You might get five people work for nothing, but I don't think there's many that's going to do that. And most of these come back and they're also receiving benefits on top of that. So this is the information meeting. I just want to make sure everybody has the information.
I type mine because I get going in too many different directions. So, as a county employee, I have deep concerns regarding the proposed governance change. And the reason is protecting our county requires immense dedication, full-time dedication. Working with the county, I see the ins and outs every single day. Our region is really diverse. It's incredibly diverse. We have everything from land, aging, oil and gas industry, mining, agriculture, water, public lands, air quality, housing, public safety, mental health. We're fighting for all those things all year long. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Currently, we have the full-time staff that we're currently monitoring. The state has 80 different legislative committees. That's not counting during the session of 45 days that we met going crazy. I spend a lot of time, and I know the commission has, upon the hill, and fighting for our community, testifying on those bills, why they're good, why they're bad for our community. We have to fight for our revenue from the oil and gas industry. Everybody wants that pot of money throughout the whole state, including the state. So we are always fighting for that. The thing about being up on the hill, you build those relationships with legislators. Yes, we know Scott, too, Representative Chu, very well to leave our area, and Ron Winterton, our senator, but we don't deal just with them. We are dealing with every senator, every legislator. They all have this. We have to build that relationship and have that one-on-one with them. And part-time people don't have the time to be up on the hill and working with their job or whatever. So that's really concerning. We battled really hard 3 years in a row to save our elderly people's benefits and our community. There is a benefit for the circuit breaker with the elderly people. We have a senator wanting to get rid of that 3 years in a row. It was 11:30, the last night of legislation when the House finally voted. It was so close to voting. But it doesn't stop. It goes on. It goes all night long sometimes up on the hill. You have to build those relationships. And you can't do it part time. You need to do it all year long. I have meetings every month with legislation. I sit in on the committee meetings to make sure that our community, these people are doing the same thing, make sure our community has what we need and fight for what we need. Willis can tell you, we fight hard for water. It's not that we're not doing anything. We are fighting to do what we can to get those things. So transition to part-time people is really scary to me because we need to build a good relationship with legislation so they'll listen to us. So another concern I have is misinformation. I saw signs saying, did you get a raise? The commission voted themselves. didn't say the commission hadn't had one for 11 years. Or other elected officials haven't either. People are working for the community because we love the community where we live and we want it to run well. I urge you guys to look at this really closely. We have Morgan County, who was one of these counties that went to a council member, and they've gone back to a commission. And instead of going to a three-man commission, they went to a five-man commission because they've been hurt by doing the council. They didn't help the vote that they needed. Tooele County has a group right now getting ready to put a petition out there to go back to a commission. And Summit County has a diversion. The offices go to the manager, the manager says, I can't do that decision. They go to the council, the council says that's the manager's decision. I urge you guys, check close. Check very close and contact people in those counties.
I'm hoping Mike McKee will be here tonight. He's not here?
Not here yet.
Well, let me get it in the right order.
Need some help?
No.
Okay. Over here
says, run on this side, and I'll get these four to vote for you. We'll get you in. And that's what happens. That's what. So your representative really doesn't come to your area. It's supported by the rest of the group as far as being able to vote for your area. Having dinner with Mike Peterson tomorrow night. He'll be at my house. He was with Wasatch County. He was part of it. Well, he was part of it. He spent many hours doing it. And he's a contractor. And he helped set his community. So I feel there are people out there that have a heart, have a desire, want to make our community better.
Cindy was saying, they have spread so much word, they didn't even know they opened their mouth about that particular subject. They're going, I don't know where that one came from. It wasn't us. And that's what I want to see, is people that are willing to get out and visit and talk. And last but not least, Mr. Mike, how are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Did you want to speak tonight?
Yes. If that's okay.
We're on the closing end of it, so if you'd like to, we'll let you.
Okay.
Speak right ahead, sir. We'll get you in here and just get you going right away.
I need to apologize. I had another tenant, so anyway, thank you. I appreciate it. I guess it's personal. I really appreciate everybody who cares about our county and our county government. Just anybody that cares and tries to make our county a better place, I appreciate our commissioners. You know what? I know this firsthand. And you, when you put your name out there as an elected official, sign up for a little bit of abuse sometimes. But anyway, just a lot of appreciation to everybody that's been willing to do that. And I also want to tell the group that's looking to maybe do some things a little bit different. Even though I come from a different point of view, I do tell them that I really appreciate them. And I consider them friends. I really do. They're some really good people. And their hearts, they're in the right place. I think they're trying to do the right thing. But what I would like to just take a minute, and I'd just like to say why, from my point of view, I hope that we retain the form of government the way they have it. And these guys, some of them heard this before from my point of view, but anyway, from my point of view, a county commission is a very unique aspect of government, because county commissioners, they have what's known as executive and legislative power. If you look at the President of the United States, the Congress, you know, almost everywhere you have legislative, have to say. In the case of, and I have seen all these forms of government, because I am kind of in a unique position in the fact that I did serve as a county commissioner. I was there for 14 years. I was an executive director of kind of the form of government discipline in a sense. I was on an ecology board. I was on the Central Utah Water Board. I was the executive director of the Seven County Coalition, so I was the director of essentially this type of governance. I've seen it from every side. But the thing is, sounds good, that's being presented by these individuals, and I'll give them credit for this. You know, the closer we can be to the government, the more representation we can have, the better. And I think that's essentially what they're striving to do here. And I give them credit for that. But from my point of view, it does the opposite. And I'll tell you why I believe it does that. Because in this particular form of government, what happens, even though each, you know, there'd be five commissioners, all they will have is legislative power. They will have the opportunity to write ordinances. For example, if you have planning and zoning issues, this will be great. If you have, you want to have a lot of say in the budget, certainly get with your county commissioners, those kind of things. But the everyday operational aspects of the government, that will be given and is given to the executive, to the county manager. The commissioners have no, absolutely no executive authority. That is all given to the county manager. So the county manager, if you want to, and by the way, the county manager is not elected. And so you've got a little bit of a challenge there. I was on the school board. I saw that firsthand. That, you know, I'm going to be careful, I don't want to say anything negative about anybody, anyone, but the real problem is that does not work well. The other thing is, county commissioners are so busy. I can tell you firsthand, to be done right, you've got to be in there. I was in Washington, D.C., I was down with Bureau of Land Management. I just do not see these part-time people passing ordinances to be able to do the kind of thing you need to be doing. That's your county manager, and you'll have time to do it. Then you're going to have assistant managers. Anyway, I believe the government we have is a better way to do it. That's my opinion. Certainly respect other people, other points of view. And again, I do thank the people here because they have seen some challenges. They've seen some problems. I think we've all seen some challenges. I don't know if there's a perfect way. Thank you.
Doesn't mean it really went. Other than that, thank y'all for coming. Appreciate it. There's a lot of snacks, I'm sorry. Okay, our last meeting will be in Berlin on Monday night, 7 o'clock. Also, we've had some concerns about from the community. So September 1st and September 22nd, the Uinta County Commission meeting will start at 7 p.m. on those 2 days. We'll see how that goes. We're going to give it a try again. The last time we tried it, nobody showed up. So that will all stress over that.
Huh? The days again?
First or 22nd. Thank you all for coming. Appreciate it.